Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you back. It is the beginning of August. August 1, it says on my Everyday is Saturday calendar right now. Holy cow, can you believe it? Can you believe there is only 4 months left? Well, let's see, August, September, October, November, 5 months left. That's my Everyday Saturday math right there, folks. 5 months left in 2014. Where did the time go? Amazing, man. It's absolutely amazing. I say it every time. The first month, I think if you listen to my podcast, the first of every month, I think I probably have the same thing to say every month. I remember when it was January 1st. Where were you January 1st of 2014? You know where I was? Tell you where I was. But before I tell you where I was, I want to welcome all the new listeners from around the world. You know, we have people in over 100 countries that listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I'm so grateful that something that was launched some 8 years ago from some broke loser after going bankrupt trying to talk about every day being Saturday has turned into this really cool movement with really cool people out there helping them monetize their passion, find their purpose in life, and quit a job, man. That's really, you know, if you do that, God love you. Hit me up on Twitter if you're doing that stuff. That's pretty crazy. Wild, amazing stuff, quitting your job. At Sam Crowley, by the way, on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. And so also make sure you subscribe in iTunes. Leave a great review on iTunes so other people can find the show. And it's you and me, baby, doing life, making every day Saturday. Isn't that awesome? Yes, it is. So January 1st, 2014, by the way, I got to share a wild story with you. I was at this place. I was back in time in the 1980s on the set of Revenge of the Nerds, and it was the wildest back in time machine, crazy night the other night that I went to witness. It was just wild, and I never knew this place was right underneath my nose, and I was surrounded literally by nerds, and I loved every second of it. I talked about that today on the show as well. But January 1st, 2014, I just committed to doing the Everyday Saturday podcast every day for the entire year, barring a couple of different events, which certainly was, you know, what we've been going through with the baby and everything. Not going to get into that stuff again, but what, you know, complications with the pregnancy in the month of July caused me to miss almost an entire week of the show. And then I took Saturday off. I decided at the end of June, we're not going to do a Saturday show because every day is Saturday. And that's the one day you probably don't need a motivational podcast. You know, you're with your family, you got time off from the job, you're at the beach, you're at the gym, you're doing what it is you love to do. Now, we just got to make every day feel that way. And that would be an awesome purpose of this show. So I took Saturdays off, but I don't really take Saturdays off. I'm always thinking about how to deliver great content to the crew. So January 1st, 2014, I said I'm going to do a show every day. And boy, the downloads have been amazing, man. I mean, absolutely flipping amazing. 50, 60,000, 1,000 downloads every single month of the show and going and going and going. Facebook fans and Twitter followers. It's really been the number one great idea I've had ever since I launched EverydaySaturday.com was doing a daily podcast. So what were you doing? And the reason I say that is not to brag, although I do a little bit, man. Come on. By myself in a studio right now. Who else can I brag to? If I don't brag to you, who do I brag to? What can you brag about this year? What is it that you're most proud of in 2014? What was the idea you had January 1st? Because we all have great ideas January 1st. Everybody. Now, most people, January 15th comes around and they pretty much squashed out the great idea. Any chance of having any momentum going towards that great idea? Truth be told, we have a lot of great ideas that come into our head. We're driving in the car, we're running on the treadmill, you're in the shower. You get great ideas that come into your head. What do you do when a great idea comes to mind? Do you poo-poo it and say, well, I can't really do that. It sounds great, but. That sounds really great, but. You got a case of the big butts, right? And you're saying, well, I can do that, but I don't have the money. I don't have the funding. I don't know anybody to do that. Too much work. And by the time you're out of the shower, man, that idea is come and gone, and you ain't doing anything but putting the clothes on, going to work. The key is to capture the great ideas and think of a way that you can actually make it happen. You know, I didn't have the site that I revamped this year. If you take a look, you go to everydayissaturday.com, you'll see we got a brand new 17-minute video trailer on the homepage with a whole new redesign. We got the podcast page. I didn't have that before, with a daily show archive there with a little blurb about each show. None of that existed January 1st. A whole new sleek design. It took work, man. It cost some money. I got a good deal on the redesign, but I could have got it done for a couple hundred bucks if I really wanted to go and outsource it in a really cheap way. But it wasn't about cheap. It's just about getting it done. So it cost me $1,000 to get my one page, just one page. It's just a podcast page. It was $1,000 to get that set up the way it's set up, where each podcast drills down and you can separate by month, by day, with a blurb. It looks like a blog. So that's $1,000. I overpaid. But I was happy to, because the job got done by a professional. You know how the job got done? Here's a funny story. I was on Twitter, and I posted something about WordPress and a redesign of my blog. I don't think it was an advertisement. I don't know if I was soliciting. I might have been. I might have said, hey, looking for bids on my new redesign of my blog or my website, WordPress. And a guy named Mark from Canada contacted me back, hit me up on Twitter, told me to check him out on LinkedIn and his qualifications about doing it. And I could tell when I checked out his qualifications, he wasn't going to be cheap, but I didn't care about cheap. Look, guys, at some point in time, I mean, I've shopped on Walmart online with people, all right? And I've gone after the big old sale and the shiny objects. If you guys are, you know, remember Kmart, anybody remember Kmart? We got the blue light special. Woo, woo. They flash that big old blue light in the aisle. We got, attention. Attention, Kmart shoppers, there is a blue light special in kids' clothing. Kids' clothing. Blue light special. All Garanimal outfits are now 50% off. Okay. And then you and Johnny and all of Johnny's friends run to the Garanimal outfit aisle, and you just crush it. Okay. That's what it's like online with a lot of people. They're running sales. They're discounting that. But boy, my personal experience costs you a heck of a lot more in the long end. You get somebody, you pay more on the front end. Like anything, you know it, I know it. You got to kiss a lot of frogs to get a prince. But like anything, when you pay more, you get the job done. So Mark did a great job, and he redesigned it. Cost me $1,000 just to have the PowerPress plugin installed and the WordPress site set up and everything like that, integrated with Blueberry, who keeps all of my statistics for podcasting. Had to redirect my Podomatic feed, and all this may sound Greek to you, and quite honestly, you know, it's Greek to me. I mean, I have a general sense of how this stuff gets done, but I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I just want to get it made. You know what I'm talking about? So I can go and do what I do, which is creating content. So it was $1,000 to get that redesigned, but in January, I just wanted it done because I also launched Podcast House. Podcast House was something that I had a real passion for. And I wanted to get my training out online about podcasting in a more just streaming sense, just something where people can access it 24/7 inside of a protected membership area. We did great, man. We launched it in January, relaunched it again in February, and it's been awesome. So those are just a couple of things in January that I've done. And this year, looking back 8 months later, my God, I mean, the time just flies. It really does. What were you doing in January? I'm kind of curious what dream you had in January. Let this percolate in your mind a little bit, man. Did you act on it? Did you act on any part of that dream that you had in January? Was one of your resolutions, I hate that word, I prefer resultations, my New Year's resultations, okay, because you want results. What was it in January that you were thinking, you know, I'm doing it this year? And did you do it? Did you do any of it, even part of it, even 10% of it? Or are you still living with regret? It's August, and you're making the mistake. I'm telling you, man, you're making the number one mistake everybody thinks and everybody does. The problem is you think you actually have time. You've convinced yourself. You've lied. You're lying to yourself. All right. You think you have time. You don't have time. You don't have any more time. You don't even know when your last minute's going to be. But yet you're walking around like you got this big reservoir of time and you can just tap into it at any point and you can make it happen. You can't. That's why that you drive by a cemetery, man. It's a symphony playing. Everybody died with the music still in them, you know? my mom, my friends, people that have passed away early, had all these big dreams of what they were going to accomplish. They ain't here anymore, man, and you're not going to be any here anymore. I don't even know what the hell you're waiting for. I don't know if you're waiting for somebody, some friend of yours to give you a blessing, some family member. You're waiting for a lot of money to come into. You're afraid to put something on your credit card. I don't know what it is that's going through your mind, but let me tell you, if you're sitting there waiting, you're dying. Waiting is the equivalent. It's just dying, man. You're just waiting. I don't even know what you're waiting for. What are you waiting for? Like, I got to wait because for what? For what? I mean, if all the great people who invented something or created an online business or a widget that helped make billions of dollars and help billions of people, if they all waited to get going like you're waiting to get going, we'd all be sitting here like, you know, nothing would be invented, man. We'd have no light bulbs. We'd have no television. I sure as heck couldn't record this podcast. We'd have, you know, wouldn't have food that's been, you know, recipes that have been created. I'm talking about even the simplest of things, you know. So quit waiting around. Just quit waiting, you know. We'd all be riding a horse and buggy if people were waiting. Henry Ford, I'm going to wait to invent that Model T because I'm just a, I'm afraid of being judged. I've got this like great idea for an automobile, but I'm just afraid that my friends won't understand what the hell an automobile is and how it runs. So let's just do this. Let's keep cleaning up horse dung on the roads for the next 100 years and let somebody else take a crack at this thing here called an automobile. All right? Look, don't be stupid. You don't have any more time. Get it done today. A couple of nights ago, I went to a place where I thought I went back in time. Do you remember 1980s, if you're old enough? Hopefully you are. God, do I have people that don't remember the 80s listening to my podcast? Millennials? Are you millennials listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast? That'd be pretty cool if you were. Revenge of the Nerds. Funny movie. Bunch of guys, girls with the black frame glasses with the masking tape in the middle. I went to a place in Cincinnati called Micro Center, and I'd never been there, and it's been there 20 years because I asked the people, how long you been here? I need a Wi-Fi booster. I want to set up my office in my basement, but the Wi-Fi signal is kind of weak down here. And I want, you know, all the Hangouts I do, Google Hangouts, webinars, things like that, I need a stronger signal to do them, and I can't do them upstairs because it's just, forget about it, man. It's just with three kids, another one on the way, craziness all over the place. You never know when someone's going to trip over an Ethernet cord, go head first into the window, and there goes Sammy Boy's Hangout. So anyway, I go to Micro Center, and I walk in. Oh, my God. There's gadgets upon gadgets, electronics, computers. It's like complete nerd porn. And I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, where has this place been? And everybody there, it seemed like, was a full-blown nerd, which was awesome because where else would you want to see full-blown nerds? You want to see them in a store like this because they got the answers to everything immediately. I wanted to just give the nerd test, all right? Walk up to a kid, look like casting, right out of Central Casting of Revenge of the Nerds. I walk up to him, and he's fiddling around with some gadget. He's probably, you know, reinventing something that's going to save the world. And I go, hey, Johnny, what's up? His name wasn't Johnny, but everybody's Johnny in my examples because I don't remember his name. Oh, Randy was his name. Hey, Randy, what's going on? I'm Sam. Good to meet you. Hey, buddy, I'm looking for a Wi-Fi booster. And he immediately starts asking questions that I don't even know. Had I even known what he was asking, I'd be able to repeat it on the show, but I don't even know. They were so like, well, by the way, you know, wave over megahertz, man, bandwidth. Okay, bub. Well, you know what I need? Strong signals. Strong signals. Anyway, loved his job, loved what he did. Love, you know where I'm going with this, right? These guys and girls love the stuff inside there. You get the feeling when you walk inside, it's like, seriously, it's so freaky. You got to go there. If you're ever near a place like this, go into Nerd Central. That's what the name ought to be. I love my, I had my 13-year-old daughter with me, and she's laughing because she knows there's a podcast coming from Daddy-O on this one. That's how excited I was to be around people that are excited about what they do. They probably make an $8 an hour plus commission. They love working in this environment because they can't get enough of these cords and buttons and gadgets. And, oh, my God, you got a question about boosting Wi-Fi? Holy cow, my head's going to explode. This is like the greatest moment of my life. Oh, and then my daughter's iPhone is broken, which causes, you want to know about drama? Let me tell you something. You don't know drama until you've got a 13-year-old girl whose Wi-Fi doesn't work on her iPhone. Let me tell you, it is borderline suicide. I mean, I thought, seriously, I posted a picture on Facebook of ashes on the ground, and I said, this is what happens to my daughter when her Wi-Fi goes out. Just spontaneously combust. All right, so they have an iPhone, just an Apple section of this place called Micro Center, where all the Apple nerds hang out that know this stuff. And I go back there, and I told them the issue. Yeah, we can't even get the Wi-Fi to swipe. The button won't swipe. I'm like, oh, boy, this sounds like a Frank Board issue. And they're like, like three of them whacking forth on the phone. They're picking it apart, swiping buttons, going into settings. Did you do an iOS update? And then one's on Google and forums. I'm like, oh, my God, guys. I said, look, guys, you don't got to dive into it. No. This is really, I've never seen this one. I mean, I saw this. If this were an Android, I'd be able to diagnose this as a Franklin 7 dev valve issue. But now, right, I don't know. I'm like, oh, wow, this is off the hook. Awesome. And then I look around. They couldn't fix the Wi-Fi. Honestly, we went to the Apple store. It's busted. We had to get a different phone. For free, though, because it's under warranty. Get your warranties. $10 a month, well worth it. Got a brand new phone. Got delivered yesterday, actually one day later. So then we go over, look at television. I go, golly, you guys have TVs. I mean, seriously, guys, this is exactly what I'm doing in this store. They were loving the fact that they could walk around the store and show me all of the shiny objects, you know, because I'm the shiny object guy. And I was loving the fact that I got a chance to actually just get lost in all this stuff. They're showing me a television for $6,000 that had curved edges to it, like it curved in for better viewing pleasure or something. I don't even know what it was. And then they were showing me another one that the high def was so amazing. The guy's like, well, Hollywood's not going to like us for this one. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Well, because you can see anybody that's got makeup, you can see right through it. That's how clear it is. I'm like, oh, my God, look. And he's right. I was looking at the viewing on the screen. You can see right through the makeup. Now, I don't know if, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are going to be knocking down the door saying discontinue these TVs. I don't know if they really care that much, but I get what he was saying. You could literally see right through the makeup. Let me tell you something, man. I left that place. I had a new sense of hope for humanity because here's people making $8 an hour, $10 an hour. I don't know what they're earning, but it ain't a lot of money. And they'd love, like, we were almost, it was like we were sorry to see each other go. You know, I almost gave a little, I had a little bromance going with Randy and Johnny and everybody else inside there that was just freaking out on the electronics. I felt like, God, I'm sorry to leave. I bought my Wi-Fi booster. I bought a cord that goes to an external hard drive that I hadn't been able to find in 5 years. I lost this cord 5 years ago, and it's got all this data on it from a big C-disk external hard drive I bought many years ago. I think I bought the hard drive like 10 or 15 years ago, and I haven't had a cord for it in 5 years. I lost it in one of our moves. Johnny found it for me. When you're around individuals, man, who love what they do, I mean, it's just, there ain't nothing. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's so effortless for them, you know, to talk about what they love. And I think about this when I do podcasts or I find people, I meet people out in public. I think, are you really doing what you love to do? Are you really doing what you love to do? Or are you like most people and you're just settling and you've sold yourself a story that this is, in fact, what it is you want to do? You know, well, I this isn't really what I want to do, but, and who knows, maybe these guys and girls inside a Micro Center, this isn't what their ultimate calling, isn't going to be a salesperson on the floor, but they're getting their feet wet. They're working in the industry. See, they're working in the zip code of where they want to be. They may not have arrived at the exact address. Who knows where they'll, a lot of them probably go build their own company. These people are so smart, you know, they're well more qualified than $10 or $15 an hour. But they're getting their feet wet, and they're working in an environment where they want to be. You know, a lot of people emailed me and hit me up the other day about Moeb. You know, I was talking about everybody should have affiliate marketing in their portfolio. And they were saying, well, is this really, and I don't understand this. And other people just jumped on. And here's the difference, okay? A number of people join. They went to join Moeb today, M-O-B-E. Or you can just go to My Online Cash Machine, one of the two. And the reason I talk about it is because this reason right here. It's very simple. It's very easy to understand. It's very easy to earn income. And if you're an online marketer, you need to be involved in something like this. And I highly suggest you join Moeb because it's very simple and the process has been set up. And there's a personal coach who's going to work with you the minute you join. And it's only $49. I mean, everything is set up perfectly. You don't need to, nor would I expect you to be in MOB for the next 10 years. I probably won't be in MOB for the next 10 years. But for a guy that's made 10 grand in his first 3 weeks, you should really listen because the information is gold. The training is great. And the opportunity to earn while you learn is better than I've ever seen. You know, a lot of people went to myonlinecashmachine.com. They signed up and they're already off and running. Others had a few questions, which is fine. You can have a few questions. Others are questioning themselves right out of income. They know they want to do affiliate marketing. They know they want to learn how to sell products on the internet. They know they can't afford to do a product launch on their own and go through all the different merchant accounts and figure out how to tie it all together and landing pages and all that stuff. When literally it's $49, it's done for you. The only thing you need to do is get traffic to an affiliate offer and you'll start earning income, but they overthink it. These guys in Micro Center, they just jumped in, man. They eventually want to end up in this electronic computer environment, some way, shape, or form, owning their own business. If you want to run your own online business selling products on the internet, go to My Online Cash Machine, get started, because it's going to give you that sense, that basis, that education on how to do it, and you'll be able to earn income along the way. I never figure out why some people don't do things when they see other people do it, jump in it, and crush it. Because you know what? They're afraid. And we talked about this earlier in the week, the fear of success. Because what if you are successful? Well, then you got to scale it up. Then the expectations rise a little bit. But don't let, certainly there's no failure, fear of failure involved in a $49 decision, okay? It's the fear of success where, oh my God, now I got to scale it up and do better, right? I made $1,000 this week. I got to make $2,000 next week. Well, you're only going against yourself. You're trying to be better than the person you were yesterday regardless, okay? There's no competition with anybody else. You focus on being better than the person you were yesterday. Join our team. Just go to myonlinecashmachine.com. Get signed up. Come on, man. Let's do it. And also, remember this part, too. Like everybody, all the nerds I met earlier this week, whatever you decide to do with your life, please enjoy doing it. Because as I said at the very beginning of this podcast, you think you have more time. You don't. You don't have more time. You know you don't have more time. You want to know the permanency of that? Just drive by any cemetery, all right? Everybody in there thought at one point, I have more time. I'll get this done tomorrow. And there they are. They're all hanging out together. I'll be there someday. I'll join them. But I'm not under this delusion that I actually have any more time. That's why I'm squeezing everything I can, man, into this show, into this day, into this life right now. It's August 1st, everybody. Let's get going! Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.